that yet, because see, that's the best part of what happened on the mercy seat. Judaism, the one God religion. Judaism that said you are to make no type of symbol of any kind of God ever. Because God, Jehovah, was invisible. As a matter of fact, they were only able to say his name in certain frames of reference. Now we see them making this mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant. It is my premise in this message, as we get into what happened on that mercy seat, it's just to let you know this main theme is that Jesus Christ is the true Ark of our everlasting covenant today. Jesus Christ is the true Ark of our covenant. All the testimonies of God is housed within Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ fulfilled it all. It was all fulfilled in him. But let me tell you what happened. Top of this mercy seat. Everything is complete now. The mercy seat is completely done. The tabernacle is complete. The Ark of the Covenant, the tablets and the tables are put there, and they had other artifacts around there. They had a lampstand there with the seven golden candlesticks. Which was now, the high holy day. The high priest would come into the tabernacle, and something was there over the mercy seat existing. And this something the Bible calls the Shekinah glory of God. And this Shekinah glory was the visible presence of God right between the two cherubims that hovered right over the mercy seat. And when you read verse 22, God is saying, Moses, when you complete the tabernacle, which is a tent, with the furnishings the way I've told you, when you complete the Ark of the Covenant, when you complete the mercy seat, then he says, there will I meet with you and commune with you, there at the mercy seat. Now, we don't have the mercy seat in that regard anymore. But it is my premise to tell you, church, that you can meet Christ at mercy's seat. Amen. It is my premise, Senator, to tell you that you can find God at mercy's seat right now, today. And it's all up to you. You know what Jesus did when he became mercy's seat? He united the two natures, the human and the divine. And I see mercy all in that. Whereas Moses could not even see God and live, when Jesus came, they said, we have seen him, we have beheld him, we have eaten with him, we have slept in the same place with him as the only Son of God. And I'm telling you that he can actualize himself in you today, in mercy's seat. Amen. Listen to what it says in Psalm 40 and 8. It says, I delight to do thy will, O God. Yea, thy law is written within my heart. Now that's mercy. Here we see the psalmist speaking of Christ when he says, I am God's mercy seat. I delight to do thy will. You can meet Christ at God's mercy seat. For Christ is the mercy seat. In Hebrews 10 and 5, we find these words. Wherefore he that cometh into the world, he hath said, sacrifices and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. Now this is interesting. Let's go back again. At the mercy seat, Moses, or the high priest Aaron and his sons, would go there. God would commune with them from between the angels. Now look what happens. Now in the 20th century church, God is saying, no more blood sacrifices sprinkled on the mercy seat. No more ritualisms in religion. But a body hast thou prepared me. God prepared himself a body for the ultimate sacrifice of mercy. For the first time, God put himself in a human body and died, and that's mercy, church, for he has died for you and me. Now, let's ask this question as we get into the point. What do we find at mercy's seat? What do we find at mercy's seat? Well, John, we don't find the Ark of the Covenant because it's not there anymore. As a matter of fact, historically, they don't know where it is. That gold has been taken and broken up and melted down, and maybe some of you are wearing it on your ring right now. We do not know where the Ark of the Covenant is. It serves no importance anymore because sacrifices and offerings are what is not, but a body hast thou prepared. Yeah. It was not God's intention for a whole church to be centered around an artifact. Now, I want you to just look around this building, and what symbols do you see? We don't have any crosses on the window. We don't have any pictures of Jesus being baptized in water. The only symbol that we have is on this pulpit, and it is an open book. Because the only symbol that's going to get you saved is the Word of God. Not an artifact, not a picture of a cross, not what you think Jesus looked like. Amen. Now, when you go to other churches, you're going to find that, and I'm not going to condemn it. It's a beautiful thing to look at. Oh, look at the beautiful windows. Oh, look at the beautiful pictures. Have you found mercy? Have you found mercy at Christ's mercy seat? Have you been saved from your sin? Are you so bedazzled by what you see with your sight? So God said, I don't want the sacrifices. I don't want the offerings, but a body hast thou prepared. What do we find at mercy's seat? Number one, we find Jesus sitting down. We find Jesus sitting down. John, what are you talking about, man? What are you talking about, Jesus sitting down? Well, I'm going to tell you, in the tabernacle, the priest didn't have, there was no seat in the tabernacle for the priest to sit. There was not a seat in the tabernacle for the priest to sit in. He was constantly ministering. When God gave Moses the directions to set up the tabernacle, there was no room for a seat. There was no pulpit chairs for the high priest and the other priests to sit down because they were constantly working. But on Christ's mercy seat, what do we find? We find Jesus sitting down because mercy has done his work. Now you listen to me. The mercy that you are seeking has been done. All right. Christ doesn't have to do any more work. It's done. Finish. It was finished 2,000 years ago. Amen. There is no need for any priest to be maneuvering around in the temple today. Now listen, in Christianity today, we hear them tell us, well, you know, in the latter times, the temple is going to be restored and the priests are going to be ministering in there. Why? Well, that's going to be empty and vain. There is no need for a priest to minister. There was no seat in the tabernacle for the priest because work was never done. But what do we find at mercy seat? If you go to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 11 and 12, you're going to see what you find. You're going to find Christ sitting down. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 11 and 12. Listen what it says. And it says, and every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away sins. In other words, the writer of Hebrews says that the priest in the tabernacle constantly worked around that mercy seat doing things. But look what it says. But this man, what man? What man? But this man, the man that the writer of Hebrews is talking about, but this man, after he had offered how many sacrifices? One sacrifice. You see, look, I want to talk to you a little bit. I want to talk to you a little bit about this before I even continue to read this verse. Too many times we think that, well, Jesus, you've got to do another work in my life because I have backslid. Jesus has done one sacrifice for you. It is up to you to accept the sacrifice and to walk in the sacrifice and the power that it offers. But it says, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, amen, sat down on the right hand of God. He has offered one sacrifice for sins forever. I take that table, and in partaking of that table right there in the corner, I am not justified by doing that act. I am justified because I understood and understand and will be understanding what is taking place at mercy's seat. Look at verse 22 again. God says to Moses, and there will I meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat and from between the two cherubims which are on the ark of the testimony. And I'm here to tell you this morning right now that Jesus Christ will commune with you because he has provided that one sacrifice once and for all, and all you have to do is say, Lord, I come to mercy seat and I ask you to show me who you are, come into my life and make me a new creature. And he'll do it, and he will do it. I'm asking you, what do we find at mercy seat? We find that Jesus Christ has paid the price for our salvation. He has paid the price. There is nothing, Finister, that you can do. No. There is no treaties that you can write. There are no good works in the church that you can do. If some religious potentate told you to stand on your head and quote Genesis backwards and you could do it, that would not get you into heaven. One sacrifice alone by Jesus qualifies you for salvation. Mercy has finished its obligation and set down. Amen. When Christ died on Calvary, it was done. There is nothing else that you can do. One thing, youngster, take it. One thing, elderly person, take it. That's all you have to do. What do we find at mercy's seat? We not only find Jesus setting down because he has paid the price, because he has done the